Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
With fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Monday, September 12th, 2016, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in the People's Democratic Republic of New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So it's Monday, and if you're thinking you're having a bad day, thinking it's a bad Monday, just imagine you are Lisa Lowbury, all right? Lisa is walking down the street in Philadelphia, minding her own business, taking in the sights, walking past the Philadelphia Museum of Art, when, bloop, out of the sky, she is hit with a 5-pound catfish straight in the face. Right in the face. No one knows where it came from. I guess maybe there was a bird flying by and it was holding a catfish. Now, Philadelphia is close to the Delaware Water Gap, so there are catfish there. Hit right in the face. Can you believe this? A bird dropped it, it fell out of a tree, whatever it was, it brings a whole new meaning to the term getting catfished. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, social media lights up on Saturday as Donald Trump's basket of deplorables tell Hillary Clinton exactly what they think of her and her supporters. Also, Hillary Clinton does her best impression of a newborn calf trying to walk for the first time while leaving the 9/11 memorial ceremony early due to a, quote, medical episode. And is there a chance that the DNC is looking to replace Hillary as the presidential nominee? One left-wing pundit believes this may be true. All that plus the NFL's group of uninformed, low-information, social justice athletes just got a little bit bigger over the weekend. But some celebrities are starting to speak out against them. We also have two new state polls to talk about. The results of one of them may come as a little bit of a shock to you. And finally, just days after North Korea's fifth nuclear test, are they ready to try for number six? All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here. Let's kick the week off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And yes, I stood for it. You know why? Because I respect it. I have respect. I learned respect as a kid. So I stood for the Pledge of Allegiance. All right, guys, check out rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com. New articles there. Sign up for the newsletter. Lots of cool stuff there. Big shout out to everyone listening right now, live on Red Nation Rising Radio on the Liberty feed. We're there Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern live, and KLRNradio.com at midnight Eastern. Also, if you would, give me a follow on Twitter at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. And check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And you can always email me questions, concerns, comments, a good joke if you have one. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwnetwork.com. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. I am your host, the Rhino. Hope you had a great weekend. We got a couple of good weekends left, right? I mean, especially here in the Northeast, it's not too bad. Not too bad. I wouldn't call it overly hot. I wouldn't call it to be stifling here the last couple of days. About 70 degrees or so, not too bad. Wherever you are, I hope it's equally as pleasant and you're not dehydrated and you don't have pneumonia and you don't have allergies that led to such. I hope all that is not happening to you, because what happens is not good, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But first, let's talk about yesterday. Let's talk, well, a few things yesterday, I guess. The group of players, NFL players, that have decided that they're going to kneel or sit or whatever it is during the national anthem has grown. It grew. Now, I said on Friday during the weekend show that I don't believe the entire Seattle Seahawks team is going to sit or kneel or turn their back or whatever people were thinking they might do. They had said they were going to do something as a team, a show of unity as a team. And you know what? Okay. All right. You want to act as a team, not as an individual, because you're part of the team? All right. I'm curious, what are they going to do? And I said, they'll probably hold hands or something along those lines. And, well, I was close. They interlocked arms. Interlocked arms, and they stood there for the national anthem, and that was their show of unity. And I think everybody's okay with that. Had the entire team sat, well, that would have been a different story. Now, there were players on the other sideline, the Miami Dolphins. A few of them decided they were going to sit or take a knee. Arian Foster, Jelani Jenkins, Michael Thomas, and Kenny Stills. If you don't know who they are, you're not alone. They decided that they're going to take a knee. And this is, of course, it's about the racial injustices and everything. I mean, millions and millions of dollars these guys are making, and there's just this racial injustice, and they don't like cops and the whole thing. But there are some people speaking out about it. Kate Upton. Kate Upton was speaking out about it. Now, it's weird that you see the Hollywood types speak out against stuff like this. Their PR people tell them not to do it. Their publicists, they say, don't do it. You can't do it because no one's going to go to your next fashion show or watch your next movie or buy your next album. You know, some people may agree that this is a bit much, but they won't say anything because they don't want their bank accounts negatively affected. But she spoke out and she put an Instagram post out. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but essentially just saying that this was kind of disgraceful to sit or kneel for the national anthem, especially on a day as sacred as 9/11. I happen to agree, I do, with Miss Upton, that maybe there's a time and a place for it. Yesterday was not it, not by any stretch of the imagination. 9/11 is a sacred day for this entire country, for the entire world. And if they can't respect that, well, maybe we should have a little less respect for them. Now, I have said over the last week that these football players, well, I like football. I like football a lot. But they're entertainers. The entire thing is set up for the viewer's entertainment. From the time you walk in or turn the TV on, depending on how you plan on watching the game, until the end of the game where they shake hands and they hug each other and the coaches go running off the sidelines, it's all entertainment. It's for your entertainment. Now, if you went to a Broadway show and the actor just decided, you know what, I'm going to sit during this part of it, you know, because of racial and social injustices, of course. Would you want your money back? I would. I paid to see a Broadway show. I didn't pay to see somebody sit there. Now, the national anthem is part of the show. If it wasn't part of the show, they wouldn't be such choreography around it. With unfurling the big flags and bringing in some big singer to sing the national anthem. Having flyovers. It's part of the show. It's part of your job as an entertainer. And I think until some team owners or the NFL or somebody starts saying, you know what? You're not playing next week, and we're not going to give you a game check because you didn't do your job. Your job is to be part of the entertainment. I don't care if you catch a football, if you throw a football, if you kick a football. It doesn't matter. The entire show is entertainment, and you're not doing your job. Last week, I had said, listen, if you're a small business owner and you tell your employee, listen, we have a meeting at 9:30 that you got to be at as part of your job, and your employee says to you, you know what? Nah, I don't want to go because there's lots of police brutality and social injustices in the world, that I'm going to sit this one out, boss. What would happen? You got to fire the employee. They're not doing their job. Your job is not the place to take the stand. If you want to do it off hours, that's fine. By all means, I encourage you to express your First Amendment right. I do it every single day. So I encourage that. Not while you're at work in the commission of your duties as an employee of that company. Whether you're an employee of the San Francisco 49ers or an employee of the RWB network, your job is not to express your opinions here. It's to do the job that you are tasked with. And in that case, in the NFL's case, it's putting on a show. Now, I don't recall a lot of players sitting down or throwing a big protest when Ray Rice nearly beat his wife to death in an elevator in Atlantic City. Do you guys remember that? I don't remember a lot. I remember a lot of cover-up. That I do remember. I don't remember people sitting down and saying they're not going to play because they got to stand up for battered women. None of that. Who's standing up? And some of you may not like this, but who is standing up for the 200,000 American soldiers that gave their lives to ensure we had a holy, free society? That stood up and paid the ultimate price to end the barbaric practice of slavery. Who's standing up for them? I'll tell you who's standing up for them. Our flag stands up for them. Our flag flies at the top of the pole to stand up for those soldiers, to stand up for those families from the 1860s. That's who stands up for them. Our flag tells a story. Every star, every stripe, it tells a story. You may not like the story. There may be some bad parts to the story. I get that. But it's still our story. And people well over 100 years ago stood up for you when they didn't even know you. They paid the ultimate sacrifice. The least you can do is stand up when our national anthem is playing. Be part of the entertainment. Do your job. I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's getting ridiculous. But mainstream media, they don't want to talk about it either. They also don't want to talk a whole lot about Hillary Clinton. They tried to cover this thing up the best way they could. But the Clinton campaign, they shot themselves in the foot when they kept these reporters from leaving the press pool when they had to drag Hillary Clinton away from the 9/11 memorial yesterday in New York City. We're going to talk about that when we come back, plus a couple of new polls, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report, defending liberty 1 hour at a time.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free three-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back to the Monday edition here of the Rhino Report. Remember to check out all of the old episodes. They're all on all your favorite podcasting sites, iTunes and TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. And, of course, we're live Monday to Friday. Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern on CRNTalk.com and Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed. So you can find us a lot of places, a lot of places. This stuff with the kneeling and sitting for the national anthem is not going to stop until one of the owners steps in or a coach steps in, but they're all too scared to say anything. All too scared. See, me personally, I wouldn't be that scared. I wouldn't be. I don't care if these guys are bigger than me, stronger than me, can run faster than me, because to me, they're mentally very weak. I think Colin Kaepernick is very weak mentally. I've said before, unfit to be a police officer. He wants to denigrate cops. He would never be able to be a cop. He'd never pass the psychological. He'd never pass the ethics. He'd never pass the effective communications courses. Not a chance. Not a chance. But he doesn't want to visit the academy. Doesn't want to go there because he thinks they're no better than cosmetologists. So we'll see. We'll keep this alive as long as we have to. So let me set the stage for you. All right, we're going to talk about yesterday for a minute. Let me set the stage. Here in New York, it's a pristine day. Very reminiscent to that day 15 years earlier. Very few clouds in the sky. Very nice. About 70 to 73 degrees in the morning. It got up to about 79 midday. And why am I telling you this? I think you guys all know why I'm telling you this. Because of what happened yesterday at the 9/11 ceremony at Ground Zero. where Hillary Clinton had to essentially be dragged away because she looked like a newborn calf trying to walk. Her knees were buckling. It looked like she fell trying to get into that van. Now, who has a van? A presidential candidate? That's like one of those, I don't know. I don't like that van. Donald Trump's going around in Escalades and Tahoes. Looks like a man, right? A man's car. She's getting into this, like, van that, I don't know. Whatever. So, it was very choreographed, all right? So she starts stumbling, falling off the curb. She loses her shoe, a regular Cinderella. And now, all of a sudden, all of the Secret Service and her aides around her, they start filling in so you really can't see. Like a well-choreographed pit crew. They all knew their jobs. Everyone, you stand over here, you stand over here, let's block all the cameras, no one can see her stumble to this van. But beforehand, she's standing there during this ceremony. She looks like something Ringo Starr puked out that morning. She looks terrible, absolutely terrible. Donald Trump, very presidential. Shaking hands, kissing babies, looking like he might actually want to be the president of these United States. Don't make any mistake. Hillary Clinton wants to be president. Just not for the right reasons. What do people now think? It was something the media couldn't hide. You couldn't hide her being held up while walking to the curb. Having whoever it was next to her apparently look like she said, "Hey, squeeze my finger. Hold on to my finger." That's what it looked like to me. I don't have any medical training, but I've been hitting the head a few times playing hockey and different sports, and I know the tests they put you through. So she's kind of being ushered along, and then she gets over to the curb, and there's 18 people holding her up, almost as if she's trying to climb a flight of stairs. And the knees start wobbling, she starts buckling, and down she goes. And then all of a sudden they all fill in, off in the van, off we go to not the hospital, because a presidential candidate just had a medical episode, but we're going to go to her daughter's house, the apartment, Chelsea's apartment in New York City. That sounds reasonable, right? You have a presidential candidate almost fall on their face for some unknown reason at the time, but we're going to bring her to the daughter's house. All right. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I guess nothing in this cycle has made any sense. Okay. Off they go. They keep the press waiting around. They don't tell him anything. Now, this is where they went wrong. The media has gone out of their way. Mainstream media has gone out of their way to ensure that Hillary wins in November. And here they were, keeping their allies in the dark. And that was a shot across the bow. They didn't like that, because they're propping her up. No pun intended there, but they're propping her up to gain access. That's why they are doing this. None of them see any monetary rewards from this, but they want the access that Hillary Clinton will give them. And here they were, being denied access. So all of a sudden, that video, it went viral, right? There were two different angles, viral. And you saw various mainstream media and leftward-leaning outlets showing it on a pretty regular basis. They weren't happy. And we're going to keep talking about this when we come back. Plus, we have a couple of new polls to talk about. Hang in there. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free. 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. You can always email me questions, concerns, comments, whatever you want. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. So we're setting the stage from yesterday. It's a nice day, low humidity, almost no humidity. A front went through the night before, really, really humid and really, really bad, but yesterday was really nice. Really nice. Mid-70s, Donald Trump at the 9/11, at Ground Zero, at the memorial, shaking hands, kissing babies, looking presidential. Hillary Clinton standing there, looking like a bad impersonation of Ringo Starr with those sunglasses on. I mean, she looks like death warmed over. She looks really bad. Starts to, you know, get a little medical episode going on there. They take her away. She stumbles to the van. They push her in. I guess they buckled her in. Off they go. All right? Off they go to Chelsea's place, where Chelsea has two kids. Two kids. Just keep that in mind. All right? We hear she's dehydrated. After about 90 minutes, she's dehydrated. She had to go. And then a while later, oh, all of a sudden, she's got pneumonia. Well, we had a cough that led to pneumonia, which led to being dehydrated. You know, it's interesting that the Clintons' first instinct is always to lie. That's always their first instinct. They have so much to cover up that the first thing they do has to be to lie. And people pick up on it. It's when nobody's fooled anymore. All right, Whitewater, cattle futures, the White House travel office. People were kind of confused. They didn't really care. But now it's starting to add up. What a tangled web we weave when at first we practice to deceive. And she's starting to pay the price for it. Now she has pneumonia. And she had pneumonia since Friday. Huh. Go figure. No one knew about it. No one knew she was unhealthy. And now listen, nobody wants any harm to come to Hillary Clinton. I hope she gets better. I hope she gets well. Because it doesn't look good right now. She's not a symbol of our strength right now. But she needs to make sure she's healthy. She's a mother and she's a grandmother. And she's a wife. She has to make sure she's healthy. That's number one. That always comes first. Your health is always first. But this need for power with the Clintons is trumping this. Again, no pun intended. I'm just full of them today, I guess. So we go to Chelsea's place. We have two kids there, young kids. She's there for like an hour and a half with pneumonia, apparently. We're not sure if it's viral or bacterial, but they said that she's on antibiotics. Her doctor said that, so I'm assuming bacterial. Again, I'm not a doctor. But when you have a bacterial infection, you take antibiotics. I went to kindergarten. I know that. So she's around these kids now with pneumonia. Supposedly with pneumonia. She walks out an hour and a half later, looking rather thin, if you ask me. With no Secret Service around her. Again, a little weird. Now, I'm not trying to play into the hashtag Hillary's body double thing. But, you know, listen, it's a little weird. It is. She looked much thinner, lots of makeup, and the way she was standing when she came out from Chelsea's apartment, with her feet kind of spread apart, she kind of looked like Bozo the Clown a little bit. But regardless, no Secret Service around her, and this kid runs up to her. Oh, Hillary. And she goes, oh, hey, you know, and she takes a picture and waves and smiles. So now we've infected three kids, possibly with pneumonia. And off she goes. Back to Chappaqua, New York, where she probably has some hospital-type setup. But from the beginning, you have to wonder, did they already know something's existing? Now, there are lots of rumors going out there. Was it actually pneumonia? Is it something worse? Is it nothing at all? All I know is when you have a presidential candidate nearly collapse, they go to a hospital. That's where they go. So the whole thing makes no sense to me. Then we have pneumonia and we're infecting people. I don't know. It's always their first instinct to lie and deceive. And I think the media did not like it yesterday. When they were held, when her entourage was not allowed to travel with her, the traveling press corps that goes with her, and they were held back and limited information, a thing they'd so desperately seek, they turned on her a little bit. Now, is the DNC about to turn on her? I don't know. Cokie Roberts said on NPR this morning, yeah, I don't listen to NPR. This is just a rumor, I guess. No, I saw an article about it, that maybe there's some meetings happening to figure out how they can replace Hillary. Now, we heard this with Donald, too. We heard it in the middle of August. The RNC is getting together. They're going to ask him to step down before September 1st. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. Is it happening with her? Are there more plausible, tangible reasons for it to happen with her? Sure. People just didn't like Donald Trump. It had nothing to do with the state of his health. It had to do with the fact that he's a big mouth. He's from New York. I get it. I get it. But Hillary, there are reasons here. A big reason yesterday. Let's put aside the fact that on Saturday she called 20 million people deplorable. Let's put that just aside for a second, because what happened yesterday blew right past that. It could have been the best thing PR-wise to happen to her. Because she calls 20 million people deplorable, and they let her have it. They let her have it on Twitter, on Facebook, on everything. Even some of the local media couldn't shy away from it. Some did, but most couldn't. Are they holding meetings to replace her? Now, I say be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. I believe Hillary Clinton is very, very beatable. There are a lot of skeletons. There are a lot of problems with her. You've seen her support go from, back in July, 95% of her supporters said they would definitely vote for her. Now, just last week, that's down to 84%. She's losing support. I think she's very beatable. How beatable is Joe Biden? How beatable even is Bernie Sanders? The guy's 75 years old. He's in better health than Hillary Clinton, first of all. I say keep her in. I'm perfectly happy. As a Republican, as a conservative, as a patriot, to go up against her. I'm not scared of going up against her. Biden, I don't know. Could be a different story there. He's a little touchy sometimes, but doesn't have quite the history that Hillary does. So be careful what you wish for. I don't think she's going to go anywhere. But the rumors are out there, and that's never good for the confidence rating of your supporters. All right, when we come back, we'll finish talking about this. We'll talk about the new polls and talk about North Korea.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Monday edition of the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. We're talking about Hillary, of course. We got to talk about Hillary. She had the worst weekend probably ever in the history of politics. I'm sure someone out there can tell me, oh, no, Calvin Coolidge had a worse weekend. I don't know. I just don't know. It was pretty bad, though. We call 20 million people deplorable, and then we collapse, just about collapse, at the 9/11 ceremony in New York City at Ground Zero. Now, I think a lot of us, we got the notification on our phone and we said, uh-oh. Now, Donald Trump has been banging this drum for a long time that she's weak, she's not healthy, and he's very strong and he's very healthy, and he was just biding his time. He was waiting for something like this to happen. And it did. You can just about throw away every single poll from yesterday on back. This was a game changer. This weekend was a huge game changer. You cannot call 20 million Americans deplorable and get away with it. You can't nearly collapse at a ceremony honoring 15 years since 9/11 and get away with it after people have said that, you know, listen, maybe your health isn't the best. And then keep the press in line, so to speak, for hours. Don't tell anybody anything. And then release some bogus statement about pneumonia. No one's buying it. I'm not buying what you're selling. So the DNC whispers that maybe they're thinking to go a different direction. I don't know. It would be Biden or Sanders. That's who it would be. Maybe Pocahontas? I don't know. But she would have to. It would be up to her to say, listen, I can't do this anymore. They just can't force her out. I don't believe, according to their bylaws, anyway. She did. You know she's sick, though. You know she's really sick because she canceled her appearance at fundraisers today and tomorrow. That's how you know Hillary's really sick. If she doesn't even show up for money. When she can't show up for money, you know something's wrong. But she is going to phone in. Yeah, she's going to phone a friend tonight at one of these fundraisers in, of all places, San Francisco. I know, we're all shocked. Shocked. But, yeah, so she's going to go out west. She was supposed to be on Ellen. She had to cancel that. But the fundraisers, see, that she doesn't care about. People know who Hillary is. People know already. She doesn't have to go on these shows. But it's the fundraisers. Because Donald Trump has more money on hand than she does. He has about $21 million more on hand. She has raised more, but she has spent a whole lot more. A whole lot more. So we'll see what happens with this. We'll see if she raises money via phone tonight, like a telethon, right? Give me a little telethon with Hillary. I wonder if it costs less to get in there now, into that thing she's supposed to be having tonight. Donald Trump, he's going to release his health records on Thursday on the Dr. Oz show. All right. He didn't attack Hillary yesterday. He played this very well. He played this very, very well. Someone obviously stole his phone and put it into a safe so he couldn't use it. Because he didn't say anything about the collapse. He said nothing about it. Today, he pretty much just said, hey, listen, something's going on. I hope she's fine. That's what he said. And that's what he needs to say. Got to stay there. That's a good place to stay. You know, maybe the mudslinging, this isn't the place to do it. People will think you're piling on. So that's good. He's going to be on Dr. Oz on Thursday. I know we all can't wait. And he also said today that he would like to debate Hillary without a moderator. Did you hear this? This is on Squawk Box this morning. He wants to debate Hillary, sans the moderator, just have a conversation with her. Well, they're not going to do that. Not going to do that. He said he feels bad for Matt Lauer, and Matt Lauer was hard on him, and, you know, the whole thing. Matt Lauer caught a bunch of garbage from the left saying he wasn't hard enough on Trump, which, listen, I call bogus on that because Matt Lauer defended Hillary just about the whole time. Whenever Trump said something, Lauer acted as her attorney. Oh, no. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. I thought he was auditioning for the DNC chair. All right, let's get to a couple of polls here. We got polls. We got Michigan. Michigan, Michigan, Michigan. Blue as could be Michigan, right? Wrong. He cut his deficit in half. In half. In the four-way. Let's look at the four-way because Michigan is going to have all four candidates on the ballot. Clinton, 45. Trump, 39. Trump, 39. He's right there. 6 points. He was down 11 here. 11 here this time last month. So he's making up a lot of progress. This is 940 likely voters. September 6th to 7th. So again, before this weekend, this was embargoed until the 9th. And then we had this weekend. This could be all different now. A lot of this stuff is going to be different. Clinton leads women in Michigan by 16. Trump leads men by 6. Now, in the last poll here, this is the Fox 2 Mitchell Research poll. In the last time, the men were swinging Hillary. And I said, what's wrong with the men in Michigan? Well, now they're going back to Trump, so I guess they've righted the ship there. Clinton has a lead with the 18 to 44s and the 65 and over. Trump leads with the 45 to 64. Let's see. He also does well. He gets 85% of Republican support in the four-way matchup, which is good. People are starting to coalesce a little bit around Trump there. Not bad. 36% of people in Michigan, though, said Bill Clinton's Labor Day visit made them more likely to vote for Hillary. 43% said they're now less likely to vote for Hillary. So not a great campaigner all of a sudden. Breaking Michigan down by region. Detroit, 84% for Hillary, 0% for Trump. That's kind of weird. Something's wrong there. Wayne County, that goes Hillary by a smidge. Macomb County goes Trump. Flint, Saginaw, Bay City, Thumb area goes Hillary. West Michigan, big Trump area. He gets 29% of his support in Michigan from West Michigan. And the UP, Northern Michigan, he gets 48%. So he's doing well in Michigan. He cut that lead in half. Michigan's in play, guys. Michigan is definitely, definitely in play. As is New Hampshire, as is Maine, as is potentially Wisconsin. poll after poll is showing these states that were dark blue states 4 years ago, now not so much. I got a Florida poll I want to tell you about, plus North Korea. When we come back, we have a lot more to get to, so hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, welcome back to this last segment of today's Monday show. So, just so you know, the Trump campaign did not miss a beat over the weekend. That comment where Hillary Clinton calls all of us deplorable, well, they've cropped it and they've put it into a 30-second ad that's now running all over the internet. And in fact, it's running in now North Carolina, Florida, and Pennsylvania, and Ohio. So, battleground states that are running that ad. I'm still curious why they don't have the ad. We're going to raise taxes on the middle class. That would be the ad I would have had out 10 seconds later. But the deplorable ad is now running. This is going to be a killer for her. That was a terrible gaffe on her part. And then she comes back later and says, well, I didn't mean to say half of the Americans. No, you meant to say all of us. That's what you meant to say. I mean, let's be honest here. So her true colors come through there. If it were me, I'd add Michigan, Nevada, and Maine to the list of places where I ran that ad, because those are all very, very close. He's actually up in Nevada now. Maine is tied. Michigan, we just went over. He's down 5 or 6 points, depending. In fact, the Reuters Ipsos poll last week had him tied in Michigan. So I'd be running. I mean, that would be one you could pick up. Maybe if you lose Georgia, if you lose Arizona, Michigan's a pretty good pickup. All right, JMC analytics really quickly. This is a Florida poll. Trump 46, Clinton 42. All others combined are 4%, 8% undecided. Barack Obama net negative 8 on job approval. Do you support Trump's immigration plan? A plurality of respondents do. 42% say they support it. And that comes a lot from the Hispanic population in Florida. 40% of them, 40% are supportive of Trump's immigration plan. Only 15% of the black vote in Florida is supportive of that plan. That means he's not getting that message out there to them, because this plan is really geared towards helping, you know, some of those communities. So in this, let's see, 81% of the black vote goes to Hillary, 6% goes to Trump, 4% of the Hispanic vote goes to Hillary, 42% go to Trump. Big, you know, the Hispanics in southern Florida, big conservatives. Let's see, the white vote, 55% to Trump, 34% to Hillary. He gets the crossover on party vote here. Trump has 76% of Republicans, and she has 68% of Democrats. She's not looking good in Florida lately. It depends on which poll you look at. Some of them show a little better for her, but we're starting to see a trend now. Again, these numbers are not exact. They're not going to tell you who's going to win and by how much. They're trends. So we look at the trends, and the trend in Florida for her is going down. It's going down in a few different places. In fact, the perception trend in the LA Times poll today is starting to show that more people are thinking Donald Trump might win this thing. Now, she has been winning the perception poll from day one, and the trend lines are coming a little bit closer in that LA Times poll today. And again, that's a daily tracking poll. They're tied in that poll. So we'll start seeing the ramifications of this bad weekend she had probably at the end of this week, early next week. We'll start seeing those numbers, how things and how the trends start to shape up from then. All right, guys, one last thing today. One last thing. Looks like North Korea. Again, we have to keep an eye on some of this stuff because, well, while the election's going on, the world is still turning. And North Korea, of course, they did a nuclear test last week, their fifth one, and they may be set for a sixth one. That's coming from South Korea. They're saying don't be surprised, because there was an unused tunnel, I guess, where they bore out these tunnels to detonate these devices, which is why you get that seismic impact. There's an unused tunnel that may be being loaded and ready for another explosion. They're not sure if it's the same size, a 10 or 15 kiloton, or if it's something completely different. Who knows? Who knows? They gotta keep an eye on this guy. I think it's oddly weird that Kim Jong-un and Hillary Clinton dress very similarly, right? They look exactly alike. They must have the same the same outfitter or whatever. So, all right, keep an eye on North Korea. Guys, hope you had fun today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad. A huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back in the New York.